Sudan sees a landslide victory in its bid for independence. Haiti's protesters call for the president to quit, and a ministry takes a more positive look at the tensions in the Middle East. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan has faced years of civil war. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in north-south violence. Let's all come to an end. Africa Inland Mission's Sudan unit leader, Phil Beiler, speaking from Sudan, says secession has come to South Sudan.
99% of the people voted to separate. Over 80% of the registered voters voted. And North Sudan government says they will accept these results.
Beiler says many compare this to the fall of the Berlin Wall. Official separation won't happen until July 9th as an interim government is established and elections scheduled. There's bad news, too, though. The Muslim North could become more fundamentalist, says Beiler.
They will establish Sharia law in a much stronger way in the North. And I expect that the Christians will be quite marginalized and probably suffer significant persecution.
Is it a concern of his?
Yes and no. The church often grows through persecution rather than goes under with it. So who knows how God will use that.
Next, the calm in Haiti following the ballot announcement for the presidential runoff was short-lived. As Tuesday dawned, crowds gathered in the streets demanding that President Rene Préval leave. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains.
His term was up Monday, and they wanted him out Monday, and he isn't leaving, and the only way they know to vent their frustrations is to take to the streets, so they've taken to the streets again.
The vote is March 20th, but a quirk in the law means Préval can stay in office until May 14th. That caused more demonstrations, and they're spreading.
In Cap Haitien, they broke one of the police cars, so it's all over the country again.
The streets near their clinic have people milling about in a dangerous mood. Their team is responding and getting ready for more.
The compound is okay. It's just getting there and getting home that becomes the hairy part of the situation.
Their clinic team tells patients about the peace of Christ as they're patching them up. Pray for safety and wisdom. You're listening to Mission Network News. The rapid spread of the gospel in Madhya Pradesh, India, over the last decade is viewed as a threat to some Hindus. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says extremists may act on their frustration at a Hindu celebration.
The religious extremists in Madhya Pradesh have been saying for months now that this will be the time to cleanse the state of Madhya Pradesh, as well as this particular district where the celebration is, of all Christians. That means either a Christian must reconvert back to Hinduism, or must leave, or must be killed.
Festival leaders deny the cleansing will happen, but
we know who the people are that are organizing this religious festival, and these are very active, violent, political extremist groups who have previously repeatedly stated their intention to get rid of all Christians in India.
The celebration begins tomorrow. Pray. Meanwhile, from Tunisia to Egypt to Jordan, conflict in the Middle East is spreading fast. Southern Baptist International Mission Board staff believe that will mean one of two things for Christians. One end of the crisis will be a tightened Islamic reign, which could significantly increase persecution. But God would still work. The other scenario is that doors will swing open, in which case the church needs to be ready to give and go. IMB says to plan and pray as if our time is limited to get the gospel into the region. And an American Christian radio network and Faith Comes By Hearing recently teamed up for a distribution project. American Family Radio listeners raised enough money to provide 4,000 military personnel with their own Bible Stick, a small digital audio player preloaded with a complete dramatized New Testament. This goes a long way to responding to the 18,000 request backlog. Chaplains distribute the units in the course of their work. Pray that hearts respond to the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. To register your name for the drawing, just call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.